good evening and welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. What a spectacular achievement that is. On this programme at 9 p.m, meet our heroes, the champions who won us the Thomas Cup, the premier team event in badminton. They made history. India has never won this before. What you'll see on this show are my conversations with pretty much all of them. Call them the Invincibles. Kidambi Srikanth, H.S. Pranoy, Chirag Shetty and Satwik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy, all on this program. We're going to be bringing you those special interviews. But let's start with Kidambi Srikanth. Kidambi, thank you so much, Srikanth, for being with us. What does it feel like to know that when it comes to a team sport, what you and the others have achieved is probably India's greatest victory since 1983?
See, first of all, I'm extremely, happy. I have no words to describe. It's a great feeling. You know, team events are always different to individual events.
Right.
You know, it's very much different to Super Series or anything. It's a great win, all of us are slowly starting to realize. And actually take the fact that we won Thomas
Cup. Has it seeped in? Has it not seeped in?
Not really.
So when is it, I have to ask you, when is it going to seep in? Perhaps when you come back home and see all those crowds, that's when you'll really understand the magnitude of this win, perhaps.
After every win of mine, every Super Series win of mine,
right?
It usually takes about a day minimum.
I see.
I don't really. It'll definitely not hit me immediately after my match. It'll only hit me the next morning.
That's interesting.
It'll slowly start coming in, and this as a team event, I think it'll take a little longer.
No, I have no doubt. What I found truly amazing was that all of you saluted the anthem. It was just this unbelievable sight. You know, whenever the anthem plays, all of us get goosebumps, no matter what it is. But it was just wonderful to see all of you saluting the anthem, and some of you with tears in your eyes, some choking, but still trying to sing the national anthem. That moment of pride, describe it to us.
I don't think I can do justice, to our feelings by
right.
describing it, but, I'll try and put that in words. It's something that we always work for. You know, we also feel extremely proud to see our national anthem, and also for a fact that the national anthems won't be played in a Super Series events. It'll be only
right.
played in one of the, in only the major events, like say Thomas Cup, Sudirman Cup, Olympics, Asian Games, Commonwealth Games, so World Championships, only these major events.
Yes.
So, it's always a great feeling to have our national anthem, being played. And then, if you become the reason for it, then it gives you much more happiness.
Well, you certainly have. But, believing in the team, some of your team members, Lakshya, for example, had a tough couple of matches. You backed him. Chirag had a cut and had a couple of tough matches. Tell us how that worked out, just going back to your team members and saying, we are with you, despite the stakes.
See, in our team events, it is very important for all of us to back each other because, we always know that everyone is a match winner. On their day, they can definitely do, they can really do well and then win their matches and give that point to India. So we always know that all of them can step up. It is really important because Lakshya has been doing well. Probably he might be under a little bit of pressure because he's also playing, semi-final or quarter-final for the very first time. So
sure.
It's a different kind of a pressure. And, we just told him that it's okay. There's nothing to really think so much about. It's more about just going out there and expressing yourself and playing well, you know, playing the best badminton possible. And lucky for us, everyone really did well, on the final day.
But tell me, how did you deal with the tension and the pressure in the semis? Because your opponent, Antonsson, started winning at a stage. And, a lot of your fans, myself included, thought, oh, no, that's it. Srikanth is not going to win from here on. But you seem to find some inner reserve, some mental strength, which, took you two notches higher. Could you tell us what exactly happened?
There was a lot of difference on the side. So one side had a clear advantage, one side had a clear disadvantage. And then the second half of third set, I was on the disadvantage side.
I see.
So I always knew that he is going to come back. He is going to cover that lead at some point. But I thought that because I have that cushion, I can really, I will get the time to, think and then think of what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And counter-attack his strategy or something like that.
Yeah.
So I think that lead did really give me that cushion. And then, when he came close, I think I was leading 15-8, 15-9, and then I think he came up to 13-15 maybe.
Yeah.
So it was more about being more consistent from there on, because I always knew that when you're playing against the best in the world, it's going to be very tough, and then you have to be very consistent. You have to be there till the end. And I just thought I have to really work hard.
How do you manage to actually decide, your strategy moment to moment? Because this is a game which is played at such a phenomenal pace.
Yeah, so you definitely have to have some kind of a strategy in mind for every point. You have to know what your opponent is thinking. You have to outplay him.
Yeah.
If you get predicted, then it's going to be very tough.
Yeah.
If the opponent is predicting your shot, it's definitely going to be very tough to play. So you have to outplay him, and I just try to, kind of do it throughout the tournament.
Now, you've had a lot of injuries in the past. You've come through these injuries now. Has that added to your confidence? Is that something you took into this tournament?
I'm very happy also because of the fact that I got injured and then I came back, and I'm really feeling good with my physical fitness and everything. So I'm just happy that I am playing without any pain. So I'm just extremely happy. And then I just want to, continue playing the best badminton possible.
Look, Kidambi Srikanth, you are a complete champion, as are the others. Congratulations and thank you for doing this for India. Thank you so much indeed.